Hey, everybody. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and this is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And I just have to tell you, I'm just happy today. I don't even have a reason other than I woke up this morning, and guess what? I still have breath in my lungs. I still have feet at the bottom of my legs. I have a mind in my head. And whatever has not happened that I want to happen, I've got another opportunity to make that be. And so can you. So I'm just excited and thankful. It's always a pleasure to be here to talk about something that's very passionate and near and dear to my heart, and that is helping us all be better. You know, this show is all about creating millionaires one family at a time. And when Melody Spann, the president and general manager of WVON, first told me that this was the concept, this was the vision, and we want to do this show, I'm thinking, oh my God, millionaire, that's such a big term. Maybe people won't be able to relate. And of course, I remember on one of my very first shows having to talk about that. But the truth is, we need to own our power to have and be anything that is available. Let me repeat. We need to own our power to have and to be anything that is available. Not just what you can see, not just what you believe, not just what happened in your family, not just what happened in the last generation in your family, not just what happened in your neighborhood, not just what happened in your community, but what is available. And what I'm saying, what I'm knowing, what I'm believing, and what I want you to believe is that it is available. It is possible. And I don't care where you came from. Let me tell you, I have heard so many rags to riches stories. And I'm talking about below rags. I'm talking about stuff that's way beneath the radar. I'm talking about people who have built empires off of $100. Granddaddy Hilton started the Hilton Empire. I believe it was less than $1,000. And look at where that empire is today. So if you've got a mind, if you've got breath, if you've got hope, if you've got tenacity, if you've got a goodwill, then yes, you can be a part of the number, because we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, one dime at a time, $1 at a time, 1 minute at a time, one moment at a time, and one opportunity at a time. So I want to just start off today by sharing a thought. I always share something that gives us the opportunity to just reflect a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit about something that I know is an issue for quite a few people. And the issue is foreclosure. And, you know, when I started helping people buy homes over 20 years ago, it's about 20 years now. Actually, it's over 20 years ago, because I started in 1998 and I had no idea. Who would have ever thought that you grow up, you go to school, you get an education, and you become a loan officer? Like, I didn't even know it was a title. I didn't know it was something that one could aspire to. All I know is I was an executive at a college, and I thought I was on the path to what people do, and I was helping people get into homes, and I was loving it. I was loving it. And they were fulfilled, and it felt like I was a part of miracles taking place. And I remember very early on in my career asking God to just put me in a career where I could help people in a way that would impact their lives in a major way. I didn't just say help people, because you can help people doing all kind of stuff. You can help them cross the street. You can help them find the deodorant at Walmart. There's a lot of things, and those things are valuable. But I asked to help people in a way that would impact their lives in a major way. Number two, I wanted to be able to come and go as I please, because I'm one of those people, if you tell me to work from 9 to 5, you got issues with me. But if you leave me alone, I'll work from midnight to midnight. I won't take a break. I won't even eat. They have to come force me to eat, take my vitamins, do all kind of stuff. And then the last thing, I wanted to control my paycheck. So I landed in the mortgage business, helping people. I remember one of my very first clients, she had overcome foreclosure. I helped people with bankruptcies. I helped people who had been denied 5 and 6 times. And I said all that to say this, the number one fear that people have is, what if I foreclose? And then I say, well, what if you do? You'll still live. You'll wake up tomorrow. You'll breathe. Nobody's coming for your youngest child or your firstborn, like they did back in the Bible days. You know, they were coming for people's children. They were coming for all the boys. You know, they were doing all kind of stuff. Honey, they had to put people in the river to save them. So my thing is, let's put the worst case in perspective. The worst thing that could happen if it doesn't work out is that you'll foreclose. Well, the truth is, foreclosure is still a very devastating experience. And it's a devastating experience because people are trying to hold on to the house, or they're trying to keep it by any means necessary. They've emptied their savings account. They've emptied their retirement. They've emptied everything. And so by the time they get rid of it, or by the time it gets taken, it's as if their very soul has been ripped away. Well, I helped a lady with 4 bankruptcies and 2 foreclosures overcome her credit issues. She got into a house later, and this was during my 3rd or 4th year here on the radio, with a 3 or 4% interest rate, very little money down. So there is life after foreclosure. That's number one. Number two, there was a foreclosure crisis that started to happen around 2007, and the real estate industry really has never fully recovered. Of course, property values are now on the rise, but many people lost a lot. Well, let me tell you the first people who started foreclosing. It wasn't poor people. It was rich people. Rich people were choosing to foreclose because their homes were upside down. They owed $1 million on a house that was only worth $200,000. They owed $300,000 on a house that was only worth $60,000. And they decided this does not make good business sense. And what they understood is if they walked away from the home and they gave themselves some time, 2 years or 3 years, that they could work on their credit and they could buy again. Now, I'm certainly not saying just walk away. I'm certainly not saying that. What I'm saying is, if it's happened to you, there's no shame. If it's happened to you, you can get back in the game. If it's happened to you, there is life after foreclosure. So I want to share from Amos 9 and 14. It says, I will restore the fortunes of my people, Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine. They shall make gardens and eat their fruit. Basically, you can be restored. So today I am talking about the $1 million topic of the day is buying a new home after foreclosure. And I have a guest here with me, and she's going to share some news and information, but we have to take a break. And when we come back after the break, I've got some news for you. I've got some power for you. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do good while sitting at the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson. Did you know our charity has presented over $1 million in scholarships sending young people of color to college? Well, you can do good in the community and build wealth, too. Join Hip Hop Sisters Foundation as we present Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson on Wednesday, June 5th, 1:30 p.m. here in Chicago. Your donation to the Hip Hop Sisters Foundation Scholarship Fund includes an exclusive Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson, access to Wealth Vision 2020 financial coaching, Lynn's library of books, and more. Visit www.hiphopsisters.org for details. That's www.hiphopsisters.org, or call 855-625-9831, extension 5. That's 855-625-9831, extension 5.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. Today we're talking about buying a home after foreclosure. And I have here today with me in real estate professional, Alicia Bowens, who is all about helping first-time home buyers, second-time home buyers, investors get to the next level. Welcome to the roundtable. Alicia, how are you?
I am great. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, we got to give people the knowledge and the information. They can hear you when you whisper. Because you've got a microphone right there. You may want to take some notes. And I know I'm just telling all of our dirty laundry, but I want you all to understand what's happening here if you're hearing some mumbling in the background. But we're going to talk today a little bit about people wanting to buy a home after they have had foreclosure. Can you tell us what would be the first step that you would say to someone who has gone through a foreclosure and may be fearful about wanting to get back in the game again of owning real estate?
I would say the first step is don't fear, because that fear is what's going to keep you from going back out there and trying to pursue another home or purchase another home. So the first thing you want to do is not fear the process.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you got to face it before you can fix it.
Uh-huh.
So once after foreclosure, you want to pull your credit, see what's there, see what the impact was of your credit as well as your score since the foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to move forward and fix whatever issues that you may have. And if you don't, then I would reach out to a lender and just tell them the situation, because there's circumstances that will allow you to purchase sooner versus the standard wait time that you have after a foreclosure. If you have an extenuating circumstance that was beyond your control, such as you lost a job, so you had to go through foreclosure, and you're showing in your credit history that you've still kept up good payments, mm-hmm. and kept up good credit history, then they'll extend you. That'll be an extenuating circumstance, and they'll reduce the wait time.
Wow. You know what? That's an excellent point, because mm-hmm. unfortunately, there have been many situations that are beyond people's mm-hmm. control. There are things like, you know, someone gets sick. There may be a medical issue. Mm-hmm. Someone is going through chemotherapy and, you know, you cannot work. Unfortunately, people get divorced. Mm-hmm. Marriages get, end. Marriages
right.
end. And then there's the other thing, even with that, with a divorce, sometimes one spouse gets to stay in the home, mm-hmm. but the other spouse may still have to pay the mortgage. And if that spouse doesn't pay the mortgage, then it really reflects mm-hmm. on the other person. It really wasn't their fault. So I think that you are absolutely right. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We're going to take some calls at 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. And I was talking earlier today to one of my colleagues, and I said, I think one of the things that we've done, not just with this program, but just in general, because mm-hmm. we have been empowering people
Definitely.
In all areas of their lives, mm-hmm. home ownership, wealth, but feeling good about who you are on the inside, mm-hmm. finding your true purpose. But one of the things that I think we've done is we have removed the badge of shame mm-hmm. around some of the things that people would find shameful. And so, you know, yeah. Alicia, I know you have had, you have a story.
Yes,
you've
definitely.
Overcome some things. Yes, tell yes. us what you've overcome and where you are now.
Where should I start?
Start at the beginning.
So I was a teenage mother. I had my son, my oldest son, at the age of 15,
mm-hmm.
Was able to move forward in that, graduated from high school, took him to college with me, and actually graduated from college after that. Obtained
so
a career in IT.
Let's say this again.
Okay.
So you are a teenage mom at the age
yes.
of 15.
Yes.
Graduated from college. What college did you graduate from?
I went to University of Illinois with my alumni.
University of Illinois. So you didn't go to 123 sidewalk school.
Nope.
You didn't go to something that they made up. You didn't go to an unaccredited university.
No.
You went to one of the top, actually.
One of the top, with a scholarship.
With a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant, had a baby at the age of 15, took your son to college with you.
Yes.
How did that work out?
I would say it was just divine connections. I actually went mm-hmm. down there to for a college tour, mm-hmm. ran into a single mother teen mm-hmm. parent support group.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those women, she took me on. She was my mentor. told me the ropes of what I needed to do once I got down there. I was able to find housing. It was a blessing because someone had broken their lease, so I was able to sublet it for a cheaper rate, fully furnished. So it was just like things just lined up. And I think when you move according to when you're supposed to move and what you're supposed to do, God just aligns things up for you and allow those doors to just fly open.
Wow. Yeah. So you know what you're talking about when you say overcome fear. So, you know, I think foreclosure is a term that we apply to home ownership, but what about when your dreams get foreclosed on? What about, I certainly know you weren't planning to be a teenage mother.
No, I wasn't. I guess the biggest thing is you have to overcome, like you said, is the shame, the disappointment. I was an honor student, straight A's, varsity sports, and then I end up pregnant. So that took a real toll on me mentally, just doubting my thoughts, doubting my steps, and just second guessing myself a lot. So I had to overcome that shame. Just like in the foreclosure process, we have shame, and sometimes we sit on what it is that we want to do because we're so ashamed to talk about what we've been through. We're so ashamed to tell someone I went through foreclosure, I went through bankruptcy, and then we no longer feel like we're worth that chance again, or we're doubting ourselves to be able to purchase a home and be able to sustain it.
Yeah.
So you really want to overcome that and just be able to move forward in spite of.
Wow. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We're going to get Serena in right before the break. Serena, Attorney Serena Williams, are you here with us, Attorney Williams?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining the Millionaires Roundtable. This feels like the wealth experience.
That's the wealth experience
happening right here. Attorney Williams, tell us, you know, we know that people are going through all kinds of things. We got to take a break in 30 seconds, but in 15 seconds, can you just tell us, you know, from a legal perspective, the possibilities for owning a home after foreclosure?
Absolutely. It's absolutely possible. In 15 seconds, I think the best thing I can tell you is you have to forgive yourself, and then you have to be patient during that at least 2-year period while you're rebuilding your credit and correcting the problems that got you there in the first place, and accepting help.
Ooh, you just said something. Accepting help. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. Don't turn that dial, because Serena and Alicia are going to be right back here with me after the break. This is WVON. We have to take a break right now, but I'll be right back. Lynn Richardson on WVON.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate with Lynn Richardson. Discuss today any question that on your mind. She can answer them at regular time. Everything you got it going on, you can't go wrong. Home Buyers Club on WVON. Call in and talk to Lynn Richardson. Everything you got it going on. Home Buyers Club on WVON. Everything you got it going on. Homebuyers Club on WVON.
Coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do good while sitting at the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson. Did you know our charity has presented over $1 million in scholarships sending young people of color to college? Well, you can do good in the community and build wealth, too. Join Hip Hop Sisters Foundation as we present Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson on Wednesday, June 5th, 1:30 p.m. here in Chicago. Your donation to the Hip Hop Sisters Foundation Scholarship Fund includes an exclusive Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson, access to Wealth Vision 2020 financial coaching, Lynn's library of books, and more. Visit www.hiphopsisters.org for details. That's www.hiphopsisters.org. Or call 855-625-9831, extension 5. That's 855-625-9831, extension 5.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. And today we are being the voice of the nation. We're being the voice for those who are voiceless and who cannot speak for themselves. So we are speaking up. And I've got two of my wealthy sisters. Wealth stands for womanhood, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. Brothers, we're not going to leave you out. The W can also stand for wisdom, and it does stand for wisdom. But when the ladies are all together, we like for it to stand for womanhood. And every year, right after New Year's Eve, so the first Thursday after New Year's Eve, we come together and we do the Wealth Experience. And everybody has attended the Wealth Experience, from MC Light to Lil Mama to Sheila E. to Judge Maybelline to Eva Marcil to Salt. Yes, Salt from Salt and Pepper, to random folks, everyday folks, bus drivers, military women, stay-at-home moms, people from all walks of life come together, and we find our power, we network, we create bonds of sisterhood, and at the end of the day, it's about becoming wealthy and healthy, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. And so for the past 2 years, both Serena Williams, attorney Serena Williams, and real estate broker and just person extraordinaire, Alicia Bowens, have been with us at the Wealth Experience. And Alicia, you've
been
there since
day one. Yes.
You've been there since day one.
Yes.
You
and
Deidre.
Grow and explode.
Yes.
Yes, from 5 to 500 people.
Yeah.
So it's been,
well, you know, the first one had a lot of
people,
too. The first
one was powerful.
That's what made me realize, oh, my God, because y'all didn't want to go home Sunday. And I was like, let me tell you something. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here.
I mean, the energy just felt so good. You just didn't want to get out of that space.
Yes.
You knew once you left, it was just
going to
be
going back to home where your children are and your husbands and all of that good stuff and your jobs. But Serena and Alicia are certainly committed to people living their best lives, and certainly buying a home after foreclosure is something that we want to talk about. So, Attorney Williams, can you tell us a little bit about what happens in the foreclosure process? Because I think that can be scary for people, and that's where some of the shame comes in. Because, you know, the foreclosure process, I mean, I've been through foreclosure, and it was quite pleasant. And I got a five-figure check. Okay, I got a five-figure check, so it actually wasn't that bad. And I made a decision not to pay for a house that was upside down. I made an informed, very powerful decision that I was not going to pay for a home that was only worth $2, you know, and I owed $500 million on it. And I'm exaggerating, but nobody pays more for something than it's worth. And so that was a decision for me. But I think what happens during the foreclosure process, Attorney Williams, I've never really understood, how do people come home and have their stuff sitting on the lawn? Because there's a whole lot of steps that happen before that. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Attorney Williams?
Sure, sure. And I'm going to talk in general, because every state, as you know, does things just a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
But in general, to get to the where you're talking about, where people's things are outside, the first thing that people do is bury their heads in the sand. So typically, when you're late on your payments, or you're not even making an effort to make your payments, and you have not contacted your lender to work out something, then they begin to send you these notices. And those notices let you know you have defaulted on your loan. And what a person should do is actually call their bank before they default to let them know their situation and see if there's anything they can do. The bank wants to work with you. But when you ignore it and you just don't make your payments for about 3 to 6 months, then you get this notice of default. And then if you still ignore that and don't talk with them or work out something else, you can get another notice of sale. And you are supposed to participate in this process because this is technically a lawsuit against you to say you had a contract, you borrowed some money, you were supposed to pay it back, and now you're not doing what you said you would do the way you said you would do it. And it's typically done, especially in our state, in an office, in a clerk's office. It's not usually happening all in the courtroom because they want to go through the file and make sure everything's correct. And you can show up to that process. You can show up. You can continue it. You can might be the first time you're seeing a representative for the bank. You can tell them you want to talk to the bank. If it's your first time in, they usually grant that to you. But the people that you see with the things outside their home where the sheriff has kind of padlocked everything and put all of their things out, they have not participated. They imagine it to be a scary process. They think there's nothing they can do. They feel defeated before they've even fought in the battle. And because they have not shown up, the bank will receive a judgment just because it's a default judgment. The other party's not participating, so we have to take everything you say as true. And they come with, you know, your promissory note that you changed and your deed of trust and your current balance. And then they ask to place your house up for sale in an auction, a foreclosure auction. And typically want the bidding to start at whatever your owed mortgage is.
So basically, really not participating, meaning because I don't know if I'd want to go to the clerk's office, the judge, you know, if I'm not going to stay there, if I know I can't pay, I don't necessarily know that I want to go participate. But I would even say this. They're not talking to anyone at that point. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because
you may be offered something called a short sale, or banks have all kinds of ways that you don't even have to go through this process. You could say, like you opted to say, I really don't want my house. And nowadays you can say you can short sell it. So let's say someone's not in the position that you were. They really are a couple of $100,000 in and their house is under, like the big problem we saw some years ago. You're basically saying, I can't afford to buy this house, and I don't want to go through the foreclosure process. I just want to give it back to you. I don't want to owe you anything, and I don't want you to say I owe you anything. And talking to your lender can let you know what all your options are. When you get to foreclosure, you have no options. This is where you are in this process after the first hearing date.
All right, you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Call us at 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. So as a real estate professional, Alicia, if someone was in foreclosure and called you and said, I want to buy a house, what would be the first thing that you tell them to do just in terms of a practical next step? What's the very first thing they should do?
I would tell them to first get in touch with a lender because
okay.
I don't want to take them out and show them houses and they're not qualified, or I don't want to take them out and show them houses in a price range that they're not qualified for. So I always refer them to the lender first so that they can get an idea of what they can afford to buy. And also, one thing I also do with that a lot of realtors do not do, I ask them when they get the pre-approval, what is the lender basing the taxes on?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a lot of buyers out there going out buying houses because they're pre-approved for X amount, but they don't take into consideration the taxes. And then when you have taxes that are $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, that number that you're pre-approved for no longer is verified.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are very important things. You don't want to go into the store shopping without any money. You don't want to go out and shopping for a house, get your hopes up. You got your kids in the car. The kids now, they looking at their bedrooms and all of that stuff. You're running around. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON. We will be right back after this break. Don't turn that dial.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do good while sitting at the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson. Did you know our charity has presented over $1 million in scholarships sending young people of color to college? Well, you can do good in the community and build wealth, too. Join Hip Hop Sisters Foundation as we present Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson on Wednesday, June 5th, 1:30 p.m. here in Chicago. Your donation to the Hip Hop Sisters Foundation Scholarship Fund includes an exclusive Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson, access to Wealth Vision 2020 financial coaching, Lynn's library of books, and more. Visit www.hiphopsisters.org for details. That's www.hiphopsisters.org or call 855-625-9831, extension 5. That's 855-625-9831, extension 5.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, and I've got two of my wealth sisters here with me, attorney Serena Williams and real estate broker Alicia Bowens, and we are talking about buying a home after foreclosure. Yes, it's possible with a plan, with persistence. Get over the shame. It's you're not the first person. You won't be the last. It's not to minimize it, but it's to let you know we want you to use your power for good. We want you to use your energy to build, and we want you to understand that even after foreclosure, do you know there are millionaires in foreclosure who still have their $1 million before and after the foreclosure process? And so getting over the shame, communicating, and really – you know, communicating with your attorney. There are so many attorneys and real estate professionals who will help you get through the foreclosure process, mm-hmm. and they will speak to the lender on your behalf. Mm-hmm. They will speak to the court systems on your behalf. They will work out the paperwork. You just need to stay in touch with them. So when I was going through it, I stayed in touch with Attorney Deidre's office. And when they offered to do X, Y, and Z, I said, no, you know, if they want us to move, then you're going to have to give us X amount of dollars. And the reason I took that position is because I was willing to pay a mortgage, but I wasn't willing to pay more on the house than what it was worth. Mm-hmm. And what was unfortunate is this. Let's say you owe, in my case, it was $500,000 I owed on the house. And it was only worth, no, I owed $400,000, and it was only worth $150,000. Well, I'm willing to redo this mortgage at $150,000 and pay you that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound fair? Let's redo this, because if you foreclose on me, you're going to sell it to somebody else for $150,000. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to sell it to them for, and that's what you're going to pay. So why not let me stay in the house? But that's too much like right. That's too much logical sense. So there are many reasons for foreclosure. Some are informed decisions. Some are things that are beyond your control. And some of them may be just due to your irresponsibility. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I've been there, done that too. Everybody's done something that they weren't supposed to do. Everybody's made a mistake. Everybody's done something that they felt in their heart and in their gut, maybe I shouldn't do this. And hopefully you get to recover from those things without having it be a shadow over your life for the rest of your life. So, Alicia, not only were you able to overcome being a teenage mom, going to one of the best colleges in the country, graduating, getting your bachelor's degree, but you also have a master's degree?
Two master's degrees.
Girl, you got it going on. And aren't you a homeowner?
Yes, I am.
You are a homeowner. Yeah.
I've been through all of those processes, having to face foreclosure, having to go and talk to my lender and negotiate terms and reinstating my loan and going through that process. So everyone's been there. So I think the thing that sets us back generally is we get emotionally tied to the home.
Yes.
We don't take knowledge. We don't use an informed decision or make an informed decision when it comes to whether we need to keep the home or sell a home. We want to keep the home because grandma raised us in this home, or this is where I raised my children. But we don't look at the numbers. If it doesn't make sense numerically or mathematically, then sometimes we just have to cut our losses and remove the emotion and just be willing to move forward.
Now, and Attorney Williams, I've heard some cases where there have been some RESPA violations and people have been able to get out or overcome or defeat the foreclosure process as a result of RESPA violations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So violating RESPA can be very severe. There are penalties that go along with that and consumer relief. So if you are being discriminated by your lender, this is where you have either been given a loan that is predatory, or you have tried to participate in the process and possibly called and you've received late charges or penalties that you have not been notified about. You haven't received any written notification, where your lender is the person who is not communicating in this process and not explaining to you what is going on. Then there are times you would need to seek an attorney, because this is a complicated process, but you seek an attorney to assist you with that. Talk about any damages that you suffered. So, for instance, those late penalties or being padded out of your home illegally and incurring, cost to stay at hotels or any other problems that you're having. You can also recoup your attorney's fees and additional damages up to about $2,000 right now in general, just for them not being in compliance. Then you can halt that process and also receive compensation for those things and have your loan looked at for being refinanced appropriately with a different lender at that point.
Yeah, and I would want to just explain RESPA violations. RESPA is an acronym for a law that basically means people have to follow rules when they are giving you a loan, when they are showing you a home. People cannot steer you to the neighborhood that they think you should live in. There are certain documents that need to be given to you at a certain time. So I know throughout this process, people have been, made aware that something did not happen properly in their mortgage and or home buying process. And therefore, during the foreclosure process, it has been caught by an attorney and the lender has been forced to either offer some relief or forgiveness of some sort. So it's really important for you to stay connected. You can reach Attorney Williams and Alicia Bowens at LynnMillionaire.com. Go to Lynn's List at LynnMillionaire.com. These are people who I trust. I trust them with my life. I trust them with the lives of the people that I love, the financial life. They have been tried, true, and vetted and tested, and they can help you. So go to List at LynnMillionaire.com. You can also call me at 888-LYNN123. That's 888-LYNN123. I also want to see you Wednesday at the Lunch and Learn. You want to do good? We talk a lot about doing good and giving back. Well, this is an opportunity to give back, but I'm going to give you something while I'm giving back. I'm going to give you knowledge. I'm going to give you power. Monica Poland is going to be there. Tania Simmons is going to be there. Attorney Deidre Stokes is going to be there. Ingrid Woolfolk is going to be there. I'm going to be there. My chief of staff, LaTanya Toombs, is going to be there. This is a roundtable. You get to build your own roundtable and ask questions and get power and information. So please Click the link in my bio if you're following me on social media, or go to hiphopsisters.org so you can get the information. I'm also giving away free copies of my new book, The Symphony. And this is the WVON Roundtable, the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.